morning, we're continuing with Chayyadim, Klal, Chav Zayin, Simen Tez Zayin. We're at the last point of the Chayyadim. So we explained the question, what to do in a case where a person is not fully rectifying the omission, because the tefillah he's davening now does not contain that which he omitted, and a full tefillah he actually really davened, except for he was supposed to mention something, and he omitted it, and he's not introducing it in his tashlumen. So we said that the solution is to daven, it's a machlokes b'shanim, and to daven under the rule of nadava. And I say it tonight, if I'm mechuyev to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei and daven the tashlumen. I'm sorry, if I'm mechuyev to daven the tashlumen, this is for tashlumen. And if there's no need to daven tashlumen because Shemoneh Esrei davened before, for example, a person who did not say Yalav Yavah by Mincha Rosh Chodesh, and it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, he davened Shemoneh Esrei, he forgot Yalav Yavah. Marav that he's davening the second time for tashlumen, he's not going to mention Yalav Yavah. So according to one opinion, there's no reason to go back. Then let this be a nadava. So the person says in his mind, if I'm a chiv to daven this as tashlumen, I'm davening it as tashlumen. If not, I'm davening it as a nadava. Ach, the Chayyadim continues and he says, Karak kasavdi b'simen hasamuch. I am going to write, he actually says, what past tense, I wrote already, but really he's going to write it to the next simen, in simen yud zayin. Kimen the tefilas nadava tzarek shiyya b'tuach shiyichaben bo amirishah l'sefer. Where he's going to quote the Shulchan Aruch, which is based on a Tshuvas HaRosh. But the Rosh says when a person is davening the Dava, that person should come and bring an extra korban, not for the with the right thoughts. The Rosh says, listen, you bring korbanos, and you're mechuyev to bring them, so your intent is significant and important. It's significant and important, but even without the full intent or the correct intent, you have a chiyuv to do this. But if a person comes to bring a korban nadava and doesn't have the right intent when he's bringing the korban, the Baruch Hashem says, what do I need it for? What do I need your extra kabbonis when you're not really thinking the right thoughts about it? So taking that idea, Mashataris, the Navi says, Loma li roi v'ziv chechem, what do I need all of these multitude of kabbonis if you're not doing it with the right intention? Applying that to a situation of tefillas nadava, so a true act of tefillah, the person has to have kavana and be focused and talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu the whole time. So the tefillas chiyuv, which we must do, we say, well, you know, it's hard to have kavana. As long as you have basic kavana, the first bracha, etc., that's sufficient. But an extra tefillah, and then in the extra tefillah, your mind wanders and starts doing other things. So a person should not be davening until the davening unless he can be feel confident that he's able to stay focused and daven the tefillah with focus that he's talking to Hashem from beginning to end. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Zayin Sif Dalet quotes in the name of the Rosh and the Tshuva, that there is a condition for tefillas nadava. Besides, we mentioned that you have to have a chiddush, a new request, etc., that there to be full kavana from beginning to end. And if you can't, you should not daven in the nadava. Now, what about the situation over here where a person is not davening nadava because just he wants to daven in the nadava, but he's using it as a way to allow him to be yotze his suffic chiyuv? He's davening, he's saying, maybe I have a chiyuv for tashlum, and if not, it should be in the nadava. So the Chayyadim says, since one of the requirements for nadava is to be fully focused, which nowadays nobody can really feel confident about that, nowadays maybe nobody can really claim that title that he's going to be able to focus from beginning to end. So he suggests that you should not use nadava, and therefore in a situation of suffolk you can't daven. The Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of Kuf Zayin, the beginning of Kuf Zayin in the Bir Halacha, brings many proofs against the Chayyadim, that even though when a person wants to daven a tefillas nadava, not because of the issue of a suffix, just because he wants to daven an extra tefillah. So then the Shulchan Aruch din applies that the person should only do it if he feels confident that he can stay focused. And therefore, in most scenarios, the person should not use the concept of nadava. But he does say in a situation where there's an issue of suffix, a person can use the tanai of nadava, allow him to daven with using the tanai of nadava. And even if he doesn't have full kavanah, but since he's doing it for this valid purpose, you can't argue that Hashem should say, what do I need your extra kavanahs for? I need it because I need to have this vehicle to allow me to address my suffix, which is a very important thing. Hashem will look at Simeon and Zayin inside in the next year, and we will see this point that the Chayyadim says, and some other points where he limits the applications of the concept of Tfilas Nadava. Have a good morning.